This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. California will cease all of its business with Walgreens, the retail drugstore chain, California Governor Gavin Newsom said last week, days after the company announced it would not dispense abortion medication in 21 Republican-dominated states. Governor Newsom sent a tweet that said, "California won't be doing business with at Walgreens or any company that cowers to the extremists and puts women's lives at risk. We're done." Newsom announced that California would not be renewing its $54 million contract with Walgreens that would have taken effect May 1st. California's Department of General Services holds a contract with Walgreens to procure specialty pharmacy prescription drugs, mostly used by the state's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation and its correctional health care system. The state will explore other options for furnishing the same services. The clash between Newsom and Walgreens, a massive drugstore chain with thousands of stores around the country, marks the latest round of fallout following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The ruling, handed down in June of last year, shook up national politics ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, with many Democrats crediting the backlash for helping their candidates in tough swing states and seat races. And the ruling also complicated relationships between political and business leaders. Newsom's pushback came at an already fraught time for the future of medication abortion, which is used in more than half of all procedures nationwide. A Texas judge is considering issuing a ban on mifepristone, the first pill in a two-drug abortion regimen. Walgreens had responded to legal pressure from Republican attorneys general in 21 states, including a handful where abortion remains legal, like Montana, in deciding to partially halt its efforts to sell the drug. The Montana State University men's basketball team has punched its ticket to a second straight NCAA tournament. It's the first time in the history of the program that MSU men's basketball has won back-to-back Big Sky championships, the first time MSU made the championship game in three straight years, and the first time the Bobcats have had consecutive 25-win seasons since the 1927-29 seasons. With 52 wins in the last 2 years, Bobcat men's basketball goes to the March Madness tournament with 63 other top teams from around the nation. In Sunday's selection process, MSU was ranked as the 14th seed in the Western Division and will face number 3 Kansas State in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Montana State University Bobcat men's club hockey team will compete in the American Collegiate Hockey Association's Division II National Tournament starting this week. The Bobcats are nationally ranked number 2 in the West region and number 3 in the nation, which earned them a bye for the regional tournament and a direct seed into the national event. The MSU team is coming off its most successful season in history. With a 26-7 record, the hockey team won its second straight Mountain West Collegiate Hockey League title, and head coach Dave Weaver was named West Region Coach of the Year. The Bobcats advanced to the national tournament in 2022, the third time since the team was founded in 1998, but didn't make it out of the pool play round. As a club sport rather than an official NCAA team, MSU's hockey program is player-funded and does most of its own fundraising, so getting the team, coaches, and equipment to Massachusetts for a week-long tournament is no easy feat. The team's MSU Giving Day project raised around $2,400, and the Bobcat hockey team has started a GoFundMe campaign to raise as much of the $49,000 needed for the trip as possible. The Bobcat men's hockey team will play in Pool D for the first round of the ACHA championships. The team will play 3 games in an effort to advance to the semifinal round. Their first game is on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th at 9:15 a.m. against the University of New Hampshire. All the ACHA games can be streamed with a subscription to Hockey TV. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.